everybody. How are you doing? This is Chris. Welcome back. Welcome to episode 100. The 100th episode. It's so special. This episode is so special, I decided to come all the way to Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington to shoot it. I'll put this video up. It's not that spectacular because Mount St. Helens is behind me, but you can barely see it because it's very hazy and foggy. But I'm at the top of Harry's Ridge, the trail. But I just wanted to use this episode as an opportunity to thank you all for 100 episodes, you know, about close to 6,000 downloads, about 5,800 downloads or so, which isn't a lot of downloads, but especially since it's just me talking. You know, I'm not interviewing interesting people. Maybe I'll do some of that. But I think I'll keep going. I don't know. I think that, you know, I love this country, and the United States of America is a very special country, and I really do believe that it's falling apart, and we're going to lose it. It's going to no longer be what it once was, and unless we can turn things around really quickly. I mean, like I always say, we're really turning into a communist country, a country where the government controls everything. A very small group of people at the top control everything. We are rapidly approaching the point where we have no free speech, where you will get arrested for questioning what the government says is the truth. If you question anything, if you go against the regime, the Washington establishment, these people in Washington, they have a lot of power and they don't want to give it up. And that is how totalitarianism always rears its ugly head. That's how it gets entrenched. You know, it's people who get a lot of power and they don't want to give it up because they're not good people. They're not good people. The Washington is full of terrible, horrible people. They're not interested in your safety, in your health, in your prosperity, in your freedom, your liberties. Not at all. They're interested in controlling you. They want to milk you for every dime they can get out of you. They think you're a stupid idiot and you need to just shut the hell up and do as they say. Your freedom is dangerous. It's selfish. It's greedy. Meanwhile, they are enriching themselves beyond anything the earth has ever seen. And the power they have, you know, and the hypocrisy. And like I say, I mean, they are going to be fine. All of these people at the top, the Democrats, the politicians, yes, the rhinos, the Washington bureaucrats who can't be fired, they're going to be fine. Governor Gavin Newsom in California, he's going to be fine. As he clamps down on everything, all the freedom, you know, now we're seeing, I talked about this before about the fast food restaurants. He's going to basically make it illegal. You know, he's going to set the prices for the gas or for the fast food restaurants. He's going to set the wages, set the working conditions. He essentially owns you. The Democrats own everything. They own you. You may think you own yourself, you own your body, but no, they own you. You know, they own you. They own your body. They own your business. They own your money. They own your savings. You know, as the government runs out of money, they're going to come after your savings, your 401k, your IRA. And if you want to keep it, you're not a patriot. You got to be a patriot and give all your money to Uncle Sam. You know, and I wanted to do an episode on what is a patriot. You know, what is a patriot? Is a patriot someone who just does whatever Joe Biden tells us? Does whatever the people in Washington tell us? Or is a patriot somebody who loves the idea of the entire point of America, which is to have a place where the people can be free, maximum freedom with limited government interfering in our lives. And we're so far away from that original idea of America. And I urge you to go back and listen to the second episode, episode 2 of this, where I talk about the founding of America and the whole point of America. And that's it. That is the whole point, that America should be a place where the government is limited. And where the government is limited, the people will be free. And where the people are free, you'll have prosperity. Because that's what free markets brings, prosperity. And all the problems that we're suffering right now are because we no longer have free markets. We no longer have all that freedom. We don't have that entrepreneurship. You can't just start up. You know, I was just on social media today. Somebody was complaining about air travel and saying, oh, the problem is it's underregulated. And it just blows my mind that there are people who believe that. You know, I responded back, hey, try to start your own airline. Try to open your own airport. Try to use your private plane like an Uber driver. Wouldn't that be great if you could just, you know how Uber is revolutionizing travel in America? Why can't we do that with small planes? The FAA won't allow it. You know why the FAA won't allow it? Because the airlines won't allow it. The airlines lobby the government because the airlines and the government are in bed together. And Uber, for plane, using your private plane as an Uber that would be great. Imagine getting on there saying, hey, is anybody going to, from this small airport over to that small airport? I'd love to go over there and do something. You can't do that. The airlines want a monopoly on air travel. And so they lobby the government, and the government does what they want, does what they say. And the airlines contribute to the crooked politicians, to their campaign funds. You know what, when you have and Democrats complain about fascism. Well, that's fascism. Fascism is the merger of government and business, big businesses, big business and big government merging and helping each other and creating these monopolies. And who suffers? You and me. We suffer. The little guys. And the central planning. You know, it's all part of the central planning. It's all part of these people at the top who think they know how to run an airline. They think they know how to run a bank. They think they know how to run energy companies. Well, you know, why is our energy so expensive now? Because the government thinks they know they know the proper way to generate energy. And they're outlawing fossil fuels. I can't do fossil fuels because we're saving the planet. And make no mistake, their obsession with climate change is going to result in poverty, misery, deprivation, starvation, suffering, and death. Death. That's what's in store for us. But the Democrat voters love it. They're too dumb to really see what's going on, because a lot of them will be fine. A lot of them are rich. Democrat voters, a lot of them are rich, and they don't care. They're going to be fine. You know, to them, cutting back means, their gas prices are high. It costs twice as much to fill your tank or to heat your home or for your air conditioning. I can't turn on my air conditioning. Well, I guess I'll just have to jump in the pool to cool off. You know, but poor people can't jump in the pool. You know, poor people don't have a pool. Middle class people don't have pools, most of them. People are going to suffer, and you know, old people who need that air conditioning to literally stay alive are going to die. Democrats don't care. They're like I've said before. They're obsessed. They've got this. They're Don Quixote. They're obsessed with high-minded ideas masturbatory messianic fantasies, like I've said before. And all of that is denying reality. The reality is that we need energy to survive. And civilization itself needs affordable energy to function. And if we don't have that, we're not going to have civilization. And same thing with crime. You know, the Democrats don't care about crime. They think, like I've said, they're Marxists. They think that criminals are all oppressed, and if you are a victim, well, that means you're one of the oppressors and you deserved it anyway. That's literally what they think. Otherwise, they would clamp down on criminals who violate your rights, but they don't believe in rights. They don't believe in the universal dispensation of rights. They believe some people just don't have any rights. Sorry. Sorry, you don't have any rights. And you can't have a civilization without property rights. You can't start your own business if somebody can come along and steal everything from you and the government won't do anything about it. Then you can't have a civilization. You can't have stores. That's why in all so many of these Democrat-run places, stores are leaving. They're shutting down stores. They're saying we can't have a store here anymore because the government won't defend our property rights. So all of this is, you know, all of this is collapsing, and our civilization is collapsing, and the Democrats are obsessed with abortion. You know, oh, I'm going to vote Democrat so people can get abortions, lots of abortions. You know, and like I've always said, to me, abortion I think it's a side issue, an unimportant side issue. Civilization is collapsing all around us. Just because it hasn't collapsed where you are, just because just because you haven't been robbed or murdered yet, don't wait for you to be robbed or murdered to open your eyes and see what's happening. You know, and the inflation, and we're in really serious trouble here, and we've got to turn this thing around. And so that's why I'm going to keep doing this podcast. I don't know. Maybe it'll do some good. Maybe it won't. But and I'll try to get this video up. It is beautiful. Spirit Lake is right to my right here. It's amazing. It's incredible. I love it up here. I love the mountains. So, all right. That's it. That's episode 100. And like I always say, if you like this podcast, share it. And get on Podbean. You can message me. You can support me financially if you like. You know, I just renewed my Podbean. It's like $300-$400, something like that. You can support me and I'd appreciate it. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.